Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to our Recon Park General Meeting. It happens every third Thursday of the month, and this is September 20th, 2018, at the Veterans Memorial Building at 6 p.m. And everybody in the audience and all you at home watching this on TV land, welcome. And we'll start out with, let's see, we have a quorum, so we can call this meeting to officially to order. And I'd like to start with a moment of silence, please. Thank you. And now let's have the Pledge of Allegiance. And Mike, would you like to lead us in the pledge? Get your broke in.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll start with any announcements. We'll start with the console. All right, I was watching too much of that TV console the other night, the city console. All that excitement going on in there. We'll start at Recon Park. Skip anything?
Well, we'll bring you up a little bit on pickleball. there will be a meeting tomorrow at 3:30. There's been some changes in Morro Bay. They'll be establishing basically a manager's board, and it's all getting put together. Attendance in our pickleball program is really skyrocketing. We're getting up to, matter of fact, the other day we had 78 people one morning, so we've been getting over 60 on a continual basis. So, and then other than that, when we see more of that meeting, then I'll report back. But it's on the positive. We did have a clinic on Friday. It was put on by, they came out, they did a free clinic, top paddles, and we had 31 people show up for that and really enjoyed their time out there and learned quite a bit. So it's going on with pickleball.
Great. And all right.
So, but that's about it for pickleball right now.
Good.
All right.
Okay. Drew?
Okay, yes, good evening, thank you. Yeah, there's a lot going on this month. As usual, you know, if you check out our website, you see all the stuff that's going on at the community center and all the other Parks and Rec events. But also coming up this month on the 29th, we have the grand opening of the Maritime Museum right down here on the Embarcadero. October 6th, we got the Harbor Festival. On October 31st, we're going to have the 5th annual Trick or Treat, which is going to be fun for everyone. And then moving on to November, we've got the Morro Bay Triathlon. And then December 1st, we're going to have the Lighted Boat Parade again, which is always a big favorite of mine. So there's just, you know, always great stuff going on. And even though these things aren't all sponsored by the Parks and Recs, you know, we just like to mention things that get people out and about, because that's kind of what we like to see. That's what we're all about. Get out there, have fun, meet your neighbors, and enjoy Morro Bay. So thank you.
Thank you. Mike, do you have any?
I don't have anything really at all today, but I had to laugh a little bit because yesterday, knowing I was coming to the meeting, and I was reading Recreation Management magazine, and of course there's a big article on pickleball and how it's rising and everything like that. So if you haven't had the chance to read it, check it out.
Kevin, you have any comments?
No.
Okay, I'd like to bring up a couple. This Saturday, it's Mimbosa, the Morro Bay Outdoor Something Association Outdoor Space.
Open space.
Open space. Yes, and it's over at Cerritos Peak. They're having second annual, something like that, celebration over there. So come on out and enjoy and see what they're up to. It's always a great event. And then I'd like to comment just on the our tour. We had the P-Web combination with us, our tour. It was very interesting. I really liked the part when Rob explained to us, we went out to where they want to build a new web, new water reclamation facility, and he explained to us how it's all going to work, and that really cleared a lot up for me, so I appreciate that. And then, let's see, I'm glad to see we're going to move forward with the Jack LaLanne thing. We've got that progress going. And I had a couple comments from people that the pool is very cold in the mornings when they go over there, so I don't know if we can talk to the school district or whatever, but they said they had to get out a couple times to go take warm showers so they could get back in again. And then there's one thing, I don't know if I should bring it up now. We went and saw the Coleman Wells over at Coleman Park, and that big hole at the top, we need to cover that up, I think, before somebody falls in. And that's all my comments. How about, does the staff have any comments they want to bring up?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we do. And I'll go ahead and start if that's okay. Just a couple corrections real quick. I just wanted to correct Commissioner Swain. Our meeting dates are every odd month of the month, so we'll only meet six times, and you're correct on the third Thursday of the month. But I just want to make that correction for those out there in TV land. Also, I'll speak to the pool temperature. The pool temperature is set for a competitive swimming pool, which is between 78 and 82 degrees, and that's the way it's going to be. And it should not dip below 78 degrees. That might be a little brisk for some in the morning, but that is the appropriate temperature for competitive swimming. So that temperature won't change regardless of what we want to say to the school district. My answer to that would be a rash guard or a wetsuit for folks who find it too cold. So we can pass that along, but I just wanted to respond to that, right? And then a couple other things I had. I want to remind Commissioner Sorich, you are our senior liaison, so if you have anything that you would like to report regarding the seniors, you can do that during the announcement period as well. And then a couple things I want to bring up. The Community Foundation of Estero Bay had awarded scholarship money again to our office for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 17-18. They awarded $7,279. And that helped to provide opportunities for youth who cannot afford our programs, or it'll cover a portion of the fees for kids club, junior lifeguards, swim lessons, and our soccer program. So that's what was covered in our fourth quarter. For the entire fiscal year of 17-18, we were given $24,759 from the Community Foundation of Estero Bay. Just an update quickly on the Harbor Walk Jack LaLanne project. I met with Ann Reisner to discuss some other options as far as location and placement of the workout apparatus. She was happy to meet up and discuss it with me, and then had suggested that I meet with Commissioner Swain to discuss some other options and to come up with a plan that we can show her. So it kind of took a little bit of a twist, but I think if we can meet up, Bob, then we'll have that conversation and get back to her. She also provided a couple of samples of workout apparatus that she found appropriate for the area, so we can bring that into this discussion as well. And then also on our bocce project, bocce ball / greenhouse, as I mentioned before, or it may have been a while since we've discussed this, the project is on the city's capital improvement program as a project, and it has since now moved to a civil engineering company who's looking at it. They are called the ICOF Design Group, and they are looking at it for a grading plan to grade that lot so it will comply with the ADA compliance. And then once we take a look at their grading plan, the city will then discuss whether or not we want to do this type of work in-house or how we want to go forward with it. So that's the latest update on bocce. So we're baby steps, but we're getting there. And with that, I will turn to Angelica Gallardo if she's got some announcements.
Hello, Commission. I have some announcements on youth services and special events. Kids Club school year is 2018-19. Has begun. Our roster is full, but we're always accepting new families. This year, we have 13 staff members, and 8 of those 13 staff members have attended Kids Club or camp as children. So that, in my opinion, is a true testament to a successful program. You know, our goal is always to help develop these children into our, in our programs in successful community members, and I feel that that is what we've accomplished with that whole result. So far, Kids Club has offered childcare to families for Del Mar Elementary's back-to-school night, and we also celebrated Patriots Day by making cards for our local heroes. Teen Center has also seen a large increase in participation this year. They're averaging 30 to 35 teens a day. We're also very busy on Fridays when there's home games and any other sports events. This year, we had 20 teens sign up for our Teen Action Club. We have partnered with Morbay and Bloom to volunteer once a month, and this Saturday is our very first volunteer event. As October approaches, we are gearing up for our annual Morbay Trick-or-Treat event in downtown Morbay. We're working with Morbay Chamber of Commerce as well as John Elliott from Mike's Barbershop. We are offering trick-or-treating throughout Morro Bay and all of the businesses. We have a bounce house, face painting, and other fun games. Our very own TAC will be out volunteering. Kids Club staff, Kids Club will be bringing the kids out for a field trip, and some recreation staff will be there as well.
And for us in the sports world, we are currently on our fall hours at the Morro Bay Aquatic Center, which are Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. and from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. We also have lap swim on Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m. And we have opened up. We have some open spaces now for private swim lessons on Sunday afternoon. If anyone is interested, please contact us at the recreation office, and we will take care of you. Our aqua aerobics class has been averaging about 17 folks in the mornings. There's Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And we also have master swimming on Tuesday, Thursday mornings from 5:45 to 6:45 a.m. We encourage you to check the website of the city's website for any of our upcoming cancellations due to water polo tournaments, which will be the next three Fridays. We will have cancellations for our lap swim hours. And let's see, for starting on Monday, September 24th, we are taking registration for our 2019 Estero Bay Youth Basketball League. We are going to be partnering with the LA Clippers once again, and they'll be coming to town in early December to offer a skills clinic for our children. And we are going to be offering an early registration discount for those who register before October 12th, just to encourage early registration. And then finally, on October 6th, which is the Harbor Festival weekend, is also the 10th annual Jesse King Memorial Paddle Race. And that event will be a 3K and a 10K paddle, whether you're in a paddleboard or kayak type event, and it raises funds for the Friends of the Morro Bay Harbor and the Morro Bay Junior Lifeguards. Last year, they donated $1,600 to the Morro Bay Junior Lifeguards for us to purchase equipment. The event starts at 7:30 in the morning on the 6th. That's when the check-in is. And for more information, you can contact the paddleboard company, and they will hook you up with equipment rentals or any other information that you need. Jesse King, just a little background on him, was a Morro Bay Harbor lifeguard and also was a former Coast Guard member who died free diving outside of Cambria. So he is, this is the way we remember him every year.
Sorry about that. So I want to open it up for public comment. And so that anybody wants to come forward, please mention your name and where you live. And that's not so we can come and bug you, but that's for the records. And also, I'd like to mention, anybody at home that's watching this, if you have anything you want to say to the, or have any ideas for the Park and Rec Department on just anything you have, talk about it, you're always welcome to come to our meetings, come forward and present it to us. And we like to have people come forward and give us their general ideas of what we should do out there. Seeing none, I'd like to close public comment, and so we'll go to the consent calendar. Does any of the commissioners want any items pulled from the consent calendar? I see none, so I guess we'll take a recommendation or a vote to say we accept the consent calendar as presented to us? Do I have a motion for that?
I make a motion that we receive and accept the
I make a motion that we receive and accept and receive the consent calendar.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Drew and a second by Skip. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. And now we'll move on to business items. We'll turn it over to Karen.
You guys ready? Ready?
Okay, we're ready.
All right. So our first program evaluation is our annual Labor Day Classic softball tournament. This year we had 13 teams with three from the Central Coast, and Henson's Tires of Morro Bay were the overall winners of the event this year. We also had the Morro Bay Lions Club out operating our snack bar for them to help raise money for their programs, community programs. There's one little error on the report on the expenses. The ASA fee total, the total is correct, but the math part, the little formula, it was not 21 times 15, it was 13 times 45. Yeah, so we have we had 13 teams. The ASA fees for our to register our teams was $45 a team. This program is an enterprise program with a target revenue goal of 100%, and we exceeded our target revenue goal at 117% with a net gain of $668. Some things that we're looking forward to do differently next year is we always have trouble getting teams. Well, teams call and say that they want to participate, but they don't ever actually register for the tournament. So we're looking at possibly doing some sort of non-refundable registration fee so that if they choose not to come, we still are going to have some sort of revenue, because we do have to plan for the number of the teams that we have on our list by ordering our equipment and our softballs. We expected to have Elite Sports come out with their trailer to sell merchandise, and a part of that deal was that they were going to give us a break on awards, so custom jerseys for the first place team and custom hats for the second place team. They had a trailer malfunction, and so they were unable to attend, but they still honored their commitment to us for the awards. While at the tournament, another company called Berserk Sports, their owner was actually playing in the tournament and has committed to coming to our tournament next year and offering us the same sort of prize package for our players. So we are looking at having them there next year. The other big thing that we're looking at is trying to find a way to increase our numbers. Over the past 10 years, we've dropped from 25 teams down to 13 this year. And so we're looking at possibly adding a co-ed division to help increase those numbers and see if that we can get those numbers back up for that holiday weekend. So that is the Labor Day Classic softball tournament. Just so you know, we ordered 10 dozen softballs for the tournament, and I think we have a dozen and a half left. Those are all those unlimited home runs. So, yes. So any questions or comments about our Labor Day softball tournament?
I'll start with you, Mike. Any questions?
No.
Kevin? No. Drew?
No, I do see here that we're asking for the maintenance department to help.
Yes.
Maybe do twice. And I just like to see, from all I've observed, they've been doing a really great job. I really appreciate all the hard work the city maintenance folks have been doing to do the maintenance that they do. So thank you.
Skip, do you have any comments?
You know, on the attendance, have you looked into what's the cause maybe of that? And
yeah, part of it has been that typically other softball organizations have not offered tournaments during that weekend, and there are world tournaments and other championship tournaments that are being offered that weekend, which typically when we started this tournament 30-some years ago, no one else was holding tournaments Labor Day weekend. So that has been the biggest issue with getting participants.
Just other tournaments.
Yeah, and also we've been having issues too with teams not being able to find affordable lodging for the tournament weekend as well.
Okay. that's always part of it. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, it's too bad we can't get some type of a sponsor or something like that,
yeah.
You know, to come in and help that out.
Correct.
Might be an avenue to look at. Probably the largest softball as far as
seniors are concerned.
Right. Okay, and that's the Huntsman's games up in St. George.
Correct.
You know, and that when I started at when I was 50, that was bringing in $2.5 million to the city for
yes.
in 2 weeks, and now they go 4 weeks.
Correct. Yes.
So it's, but you know, just some ideas, and I'll kick it around too. So,
and we're also hoping by having information out early about what company is coming to provide to sell apparel and other equipment at the field, we might garner some more folks coming for that reason. So.
Okay. Have you ever had the idea of, which I've seen in other tournaments, where they decided to have a home run derby?
Yeah, we've had home run derbies in the past, but we got to the point where people would be checking who was signing up, and when they saw who was signing up, they would withdraw. So, yeah, so we've tried that. We've also thinking about possibly doing a cornhole tournament at corresponding with the event. So.
Okay. Yeah. All righty.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I like. I think the co-ed is a great idea. Mm-hmm. I think that's very good. And getting back to places to stay, maybe we could contact hotels and say, you know, give them a 10%, 15% discount. And those that say they will put it on the flyer when we send it out. Say, stay at so-and-so's, they'll get a 15% discount.
Correct.
And I know that weekend is usually they're booked up everybody anyway, but still, they got to help everybody out here in the city and see if they'll do that. And then when you mentioned the non-refundable, I think it might be more appealing to them if we give them just a good faith deposit, not the full thing, but just a certain amount to kind of make them want to keep coming. And that way, if they don't come, at least we got something, not the whole fee. So they might, if they say, got to do the whole thing, I just might not do anything.
Right,
so
right.
So get something. So that's kind of my suggestions. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And so our next report is on the 2018 Brian Waterbury Memorial Rock to Pier Run and the Rocking Around the Pier Half Marathon. This year, it was held on July 14th. It was the 49th year for the Rock to Pier Run, and we had 826 runners and walkers who participated in that portion of the event. The participants' age ranged from 5 to 84. And our overall winner was Zachary Holt of Danville, and the female winner was Rosemary Lagunas of Los Osos. Our half marathon this year was the 7th year of that event. There were 322 runners registered with 298 participating in the event. The age range was 14 to 77, and our overall winners have been repeat winners year after year. J.K. Lundberg of Fresno and Rebecca Cutler of Bakersfield are always there with a smile on their face and always there supporting us. And along with their whole entire running club from Bakersfield, they bring a whole bus over to our event. Our 2019 event is going to be on July 6th. Tentatively is our date because we're concerned about it being too close to 4th of July, but it's the best tide. And it will be the 50th anniversary of the event. And as it being the 50th anniversary, we're looking to see if Terry Record, who is one of the co-founders of the event, might be able to come, or one of the members of the Waterbury family would be able to come to be our official starters for the event. This year, we also added two medals. So instead of just having a finisher's medal for the half marathon, we added one for the Rock to Pier participants. It was just the same medal, but a little bit smaller and a little different material, and it was very well received. Participants were really happy with that. We also had, new this year, we had a pre-wedding run. A bride and groom ran before they got married back at the beach after the event, and we had a wedding proposal at the finish line. So that was quite something that we haven't happened before. And there's actually, we have pictures of, I think, both. So that'll be interesting to do. We have a company that comes in and takes pictures for us as part of their registration fee, and participants can download the pictures for free. We had lots of local sponsors for our event, which was Shoreline Calvary Chapel, who provided our breakfast. We had Kitsman's Culligan Water provide all our water for the event. San Luis Distance Club was an event sponsor. We had t-shirts designed by 3 Ink Screen Printing. They did the design as well as all the printing for us. This event is a enterprise event, and we did recover cost. Our cost recovery was 121%. We had a net profit of $10,873. Our total revenues were $61,353, with our expenses being in the $50,000 range. We were going to want to work with the chamber and the visitor center to help us get activities, other activities, to keep our participants here in town a little bit longer, because that will be that's important for our community. We are part of the California Half and Full Marathon Series, as well as the Trail Runner Magazine Trophy Series, and we'll continue to be parts of those because they also help us with giving advertisement out on our events. Trail Runner Magazine puts out a calendar, and our event is always prominently on that, as well as the California Half and Full Marathon Series sends out email blasts frequently throughout, and as they get closer to the actual event date, they will highlight an event, and they've done that with ours. And I think that's pretty much it for the Rock to Pier Run. Do you have any questions or concerns about that event?
Commissioners, any questions, anyone? No? Well, I was just wondering, on the proposal couple, did we get them to commit to come next year and run? Before the wedding?
Yeah. Yes.
We did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sound like everything is working better. I like that. That was a lot of neat stuff, so that's good. Thank you.
Okay.
Move on.
All right. So our next one is our 2018 Estero Bay Youth Futsal Report. This league ran from April 9th through May 18th, and we had 104 children, boys and girls ages 5 to 18, participating. The league was co-ed, with our divisions being kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth, and then junior high school division. We had some concerns this year with the school district about damage in the gyms from the balls being hit up against the wall. So instead of doing coaches having the gyms, we ran skills clinics. And the skills clinics were well received, but the coaches still want indoor gym time. So we'll be looking at that recommendation for next year and talking with the school district to see where they are on that, because we had minimal, if any, damage this year as a result of having it monitored and run by staff. And let's see, our net revenue, we had a cost recovery of 87%, and our target revenue goal for this program is 70 to 79%. So we did beat our revenue goal, and we're going to look to increase our numbers for 2019. We had a little decrease because there was a concern whether or not we were going to be able to offer the program, because the district was unsure. And it wasn't until the last minute that we got the okay to have the program, with the stipulation that we would have staff monitoring the situation.
Okay, good.
Any questions?
Commissioners, any questions? Seeing none, go ahead.
All right, guys, it's my turn. I have quite a few. I promise I'll go quickly. Last time we spoke, I was advertising our 12th annual Mermaid, Sea Creature, and Pirate Parade, so that will be my first report. It was held Saturday, May 19th. We had 97 children participate in the parade. This is a free event for participants, and the fiscal cost is minimal. Originally, this was created as an event for local children and their families, and we did do a survey this year, seeing where everyone was coming from. 90% of our families were from local areas. We only had about 10% from out of county, and staff recommends we continue to hold this event for our local families. It's a big success. Any questions or comments?
Questions, comments?
Yeah. Looked like fun to me.
It was. I had our granddaughter do it a couple times. It was a blast. It's really fun. And then you see the silver hair band out there, the Silver Seniors or the Silver?
Mud Skippers.
Oh, the Mud Skippers? Oh, they used to be the Silver something.
I know. Like that. They've changed to Mud Skippers.
Oh, that's right. I remember that name being changed. But it was a lot of fun. And hopefully the pirate gets his boat back for the next one.
Yes, we hope so.
Thank you.
Okay, my next report is for our Rockies Teen Center and Teen Action Committee. The 2017-18 year, we saw a little over 5,000 youth participants in our teen center in TAC. Rockies Teen Center falls under the basic service category, so our revenue is minimal with, as you see, our revenue is minimal with our only source of income coming from our snack bar sales. Staff have made a few changes to increase our snack sales, one being that we keep that snack bar very stocked. These teens eat through our inventory. We also have offered a list for teens to tell us what they want, and I go and buy it. Since that change, we've seen a large increase already in our snack bar revenues. Our staff expenses are a majority of the program's cost, and in efforts to reduce this expense, we have reduced the staffing from two staff members to one staff member, with the exception of special events. This report, I think my biggest part that I want to talk about TAC and Teen Center is that although this is a cost for us, it really is a great opportunity for teens to have a safe, a healthy place to be, and I know that our teens take a lot of ownership in that place, so we're working on making it the best it could be. Any questions or concerns on our Teen Center or TAC?
Well, I just have an observation. You know, almost 5,400 teens enjoying it is huge and well worth the expense. Just tremendous job. Thank you.
I agree. Thank you.
To my left, any questions? I have one. I just want to comment, even though it costs the city money, I think it was $40,000 or something like that, if we just keep one kid off the street, off the drugs or hook, you know, going to jail or anything like that, that's a well-spent $40,000. I mean, so I'm all favor. Just keep this program rolling, and especially if we get all these new members, that's fantastic. So, good job.
I agree. We're really increasing our TAC volunteers, and what we're working on is, you know, practicing and actually just developing their job skills so when they do go out and work. And also we're doing a program on working on their college resume writing and just developing. So that's kind of our goal.
Fantastic.
I did earlier mention Morbay and Bloom with our announcements, but this year we've partnered with them too. And also Walter is going to be helping the teens write their resumes and do job skills. So,
all right. He's a good man for that, too. He knows what he's doing.
He is.
Very good.
My next report is on our Monster Skate Series. In May, we hosted the annual Monster Skate Series at our Rockies Teen Center and Skate Park. This year had 24 participants. And the event falls under the basic service as the revenue from the event goes to the greater event fund. So there's a Monster Skate Inc. and that goes to that to host the events in different cities. But we'll continue to host this event. It brings positive attention to our skate park and to our teen center. So that was just our main goal. Any questions or concerns on that one?
Seeing none, go ahead. Thank you.
All right, my next one is our Kids Camp 2018. Kids Camp was a busy summer, but it was very successful. We ran for 8 weeks during the summer and were located out at Del Mar Elementary. On an average day, Kids Camp hosted around 60 campers with a staff made of 35 counselors and counselors in training, which is our high school program that we work with. This summer, campers participated in variety activities. We had the possibility to swim at the Morro Bay Aquatic Center, which was a really great opportunity, as well as getting the kids to see the pool and to take swim lessons and learn the lifeguards. So, we also went to San Luis Obispo for movie days. We traveled all the way to Gilroy, up to Gilroy Gardens, and we even hosted our own variety show. Kids Camp falls under the merit service category, and this was met. Our program recovered 77% of its cost. Any questions or concerns on that one?
To my left, no. To my right. No, we're good. Thank you.
Okay, my next one is Kids Club. That's our before and after school program. And that ran for the school year of 2017-18. We're out at Del Mar Elementary. We offer before and after school care for all Del Mar Elementary students from transitional kindergarten to fifth grade. Last year, we helped 70 families. We had about 35 children on an average day. So, and we also, we try to do a bunch of things in the community. We celebrate, like I said, Patriots Day. We help at any of the school events. Any family-oriented events that the city has, we like to participate in. This year, we recovered 79% of our cost as well. So.
Very good.
Any questions or concerns on that one?
Questions? No. I'd like to go back to one thing on the kids camp when you went to Gilroy. Did you get to try the garlic ice cream?
We didn't. They really like the frozen lemonades that they have there. Our kids, our Morro Bay kids, aren't used to 90-degree weather, so they're pretty much melting the whole time.
It's a good experience for them to see the other parts of the world.
They do also think it's very stinky, so they... Okay, my very last report, I believe, is on our 4th of July Family Fun Day event. This year, staff hosted the Morro Bay Family Fun Day at Tidelands Park. The event included our annual skateboard race, the bike parade, and we also had our second annual, I believe, paddleboard parade. We offered a variety of entertainment. We had two bands, Cinders and Shameless, and we also had a family magic show by magician Chris Lopez. So that was a really great addition to it, and I think it it wowed the audience. It wowed Kirk. So we also had a vendor area where we had Lions offering hot dogs and other goods. We had a shaved ice, popcorn. Harbor Department was out showcasing their boat. Fire Department had a ladder truck with the big flag, as well as doing hands-only CPR. And the police had their annual Dunk a Cop fundraiser. There were approximately 1,800 people in attendance. We had quite a good turnout for this year. It was a larger amount than last year. I think we have some changes we may make, but for the most part, we're going to keep it pretty simple. This is a basic service category, so our cost was high, but we also had some revenue. We had revenue from our vendors. We also had a carnival and bounce house where we sold wristbands. We made pretty good profit from that, and we had a couple donations from different organizations. So, any questions or concerns on our 4th of July event?
Questions to my left? To my right? No, I think that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Do I need a motion to receive and file these? Well, we'll do it just to make sure. Do I have a motion to receive and file the business reports?
Yes, please. I'd like to make a motion that we receive and file the business reports.
I'll second that.
Motion is made and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Not seeing none. Passes. Thank you. Let's see now, what do we have here? Future agenda items?
We have one more staff report, Mr. Chairman. That's item C10.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Excuse me, because this one's going to be a little different than just receiving. We're going to have a discussion. So, my turn. This was an easy meeting for me. I have a fantastic staff here that takes care of this business, and they do a wonderful job. So I wanted to make sure I recognize these three ladies sitting up here. So this is a new vent proposal, one that we agendized quite some time ago and re-agendized last meeting. With this, the proposal, it is Open Streets. But basically, with this came my staff report, which was really just taking a look and a reading about some of the other events and some of the publications that we've seen, and trying to put this down in just a quick one-page synopsis, but something for us to be able to start our conversation with. So as I look at this, I can briefly go over it, but basically this concept began back in the 60s, excuse me, with some bigger cities here in California, San Francisco, Seattle, and then in New York, spread around the world. We've seen it or heard about it in Colombia and in France. Some of these events are upwards to 1 million people, 70 miles of roads. Other smaller events I read about more locally, City of Lompoc, they've got something going on like this. Santa Cruz has this as well. But basically the concept is to close down some city streets, preferably around a business district, combining it or with some other activities, either found at a park or various parks throughout the route, to where folks can comfortably and safely navigate the city streets without concerns of vehicles, to either participate in activities that we might provide at these various locations of parks, or visit the businesses along the business district, and engaging them as well. I kind of kicked around some ideas of thoughts of what it would cost and what kind of impact it would be to the city, and came up with something as small as $2,000 upwards to $20,000 plus, dependent on the activities that we provide, the number of streets that we need to close, sponsors that are available, volunteers that are available, things of that nature. So that's kind of the idea, and the purpose of the activity is really to focus on, you know, engaging the community in a healthy activity, something that might benefit the local economy, getting outside, doing some things, and just really engaging with the community. So that's the thought behind the event. I know Chairman Swain requested this to be agendized, so this is our starting point for discussion for you gentlemen. So with that, I think I'll turn it back over to you, Chairman Swain, and engage in conversation. And I'm happy to answer questions or help out or take notes so I can report later.
Okay. So. Well, we'll start to the right. Anything, suggestions, or any comments on this, Mike?
Other than that, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a good opportunity to bring the community together, other than some other type of event or a money-making opportunity. It's more bringing the folks together, the community together, and participating in activities, as well as getting information on fitness and healthy lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a great thing to do, you know, and something at least to start off with. Annually, I know I've read up a bunch on it too, research, and some places have it like every Sunday going on, but at least to start annually would be awesome.
Thank you. Kevin?
Sounds very exciting. I have nothing to
Mike.
Well, let me turn on my microphone first.
I was just saying that this sounds like a great idea. I don't have a lot to offer on things to recommend. It sounds fun, and with our area of San Luis Obispo and the greenness and the green our green wave, I think that closing the streets and promoting bicycles and walking and that kind of thing would be very nice.
Yeah, I agree. Drew?
Yes, sir. Well, what I was thinking is, could we perhaps expand the Saturday's Farmers Market once a month for 3 months in the summer to give that a whirl? Maybe add an entertainment stage, and of course close down a little more of the roadway. You know, get together with some of the businesses, see what suits the what they want to get done. So like I said, I thought the easiest way to start this would probably be to maybe just expand on the Saturday Farmers Market. And see if that would work, because we have to look at what's going on in other cities also, and we don't want to compete with things going on in the other towns. So I don't know, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, thank you. Skip.
As far as, you know, reading this, have you looked into what other cities are actually, the actuality of what they're putting on? types of events within that?
Yeah, I took just a brief look at some of the cities that are offering these open street events, but nothing too in-depth at this time. This is a conversation in general terms for your commission to discuss to see if it's something that seems viable for this department to move forward and offer your recommendation. And then with that, it would go from me to the city manager for discussion and direction.
Yeah.
I haven't investigated it.
Okay, I would think that it might be an idea to see what we could find out from other cities that have incorporated this type of an event, and then somewhat be analytical about it and say, okay, what haven't they included that might be an opportunity for us to, and we're looking at not just drawing people from our own community, but outside the community. And that's kind of what I see here when they talk about over a million people. You know, I'm not saying a million here, but the idea of that they have to be drawing from other areas. And so what is it that is drawing them? Is there a magnet to it? So that type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to bring up what made me bring this first to bring to the agenda was I was in Los Angeles for a wedding. And that's what they did there. The people, they just blocked off, I forget what street it was, downtown, probably 3 or 4 miles. People just rode back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The same people were going back and forth. And they were having a blast. And then I saw that in the, Spring Journal we get, or maybe last fall's journal, the same report. And I thought, we could do that here as easy as we block off for the car things on the first weekend of May. And so we could do the same thing, and we'd incorporate from the park down around through and back around, just have them ride around and have a picnic and all that. So I thought we could add all that in to make Morro Bay just as much fun as, well, more fun than Los Angeles. But sorry, LA. But it's pretty busy down there. So we could have a fun event. I think we pursued it further, just like, say, and I think we could do it for fairly reasonable. We could have the police cadets do this. A lot of the road things, that's all they had down there is like Boy Scouts and police cadets. So they had the road blocked off, and when a bunch of people get there, they just cross the streets, they stop the cars and let the people cross, and they close it off again. So it's, if it works in L.A., it's got to work everywhere. I mean, yeah. L.A., yeah. But it was a fun event. They just had a blast, and they didn't offer food or anything that I could see, but if we did that, I think that'd even be a better little picnic in the park and do the ride around and all that stuff. I think that'd be a good draw. So I'm all behind it, yeah. So. Seems like everybody else is, so I think we should pursue it and just run it by and see what we can come up with and give it to the city manager and see what he says. Twist his arm.
Yeah, very good. Just a couple of concerns from staff's perspective. Just so you're aware of my conversation, what I will have with the city manager, creating an event of this nature, which is non-revenue generating, can be difficult for us during these difficult financial times that the city's seeing right now. So with that in mind, I've got to be cognizant of how we spread our time and use our time within the department. So, you know, if this is an event that would move forward, we look at, additional funding for staffing. But also, I think it'd be more of a outreach to the community to look for sponsorships, which is real common with what I read about with this event, and you know, it's something that we would try and chase down. It's funny you look out, you look out there anymore these days, and it seems like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 events going on almost every weekend anymore, which is wonderful because there's so many things to choose from. But I think my point and what I'm trying to get at is we've got to take a look at this and make sure that we're using our resources wisely. So just as a reminder, as an example, we had our Amgen tour come through last year. And then we took some time to coordinate a couple ancillary events before that event came through. And one was a bike ride with the mayor. We put some effort into that and wanted to make sure that was successful. It was a simple event with a couple of booths around City Park and whatnot, and then a quick ride, which brought the participants back up through the finish line of Amgen. Unfortunately, we had maybe 20, 25 people attend, So that gave me a bit of hesitation when we started to talk about another bike event in town. Though that was completely different than what we're proposing right now, is just again an example, I think, of a bicycle type event and how we could implement something like that to make it successful here. So just throwing it out there as something to think about as we move forward, and I move forward, I'm having conversations with the city manager. So those are my comments.
Well, I think what we need to do is emphasize more than bikes, it's walking with strollers,
exactly,
with your kids,
yes,
and just walking, and that's the bigger part of it than the bicycles, because you know a lot of people, especially we got a lot of hills around and all that stuff, and
right,
they don't want to ride, but walking and pushing a little stroller, yes, with your kids in it, that's what we need to push, I think.
Yes, I think, and I agree, that's what I had in my staff report, if you saw, I had riding bikes or scooters or pushing strollers or walking,
right.
I had walkers in there too, and then I thought, maybe I take that one out, but,
yeah,
but hey, you know, you never know, you get everybody out there.
So, I was thinking if we get maybe some food trucks at the park.
I like that.
We could get 10% whether they make it, however we work with them.
Exactly.
They get back to us. That offset some cost.
Yes.
And like I mentioned to you once before, if we get some people to set booths around the park, you know, like little carnival booths for kids, and, you know, charge them 10 cents to throw a ball or whatever.
Right.
And,
yes,
and they pay us, you know, so much to have their booth there and a little PR work or whatever for them too.
Right.
So I think there's some ways we could make some revenue if we try.
I agree.
But once again, I know that takes staff and time.
It does that.
And
yes,
that's the draw, it's time. So we need some,
right,
volunteers to go out and do this, maybe.
Yes. Well, very good.
I would volunteer, but I'm asking for other people because I think it's a great thing.
So I'm going to look to you, Mr. Chairman. We had our discussion, but I'm going to look to you for a recommendation.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
So do I have a recommendation that we proceed this a little further and see where, you know, keep it on the boards, keep discussing it?
I'll recommend that.
Okay, this second?
Yeah, I'll second that recommendation.
Okay, we have a recommendation and seconded. All those in favor to continue the Appreciation Day or Family Day on the boards?
Sure.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. So looks like it's a keep it talking about it anyway.
Very good.
Thank
Will
you.
Do.
Any other from the staff?
I think we're good. Thank you.
Okay. Any commissioners want anything on the future agendas? To get something on the future agenda, we need two members of the...
Three total.
Three total to say yes, they want to move forward with it. So do anybody have any suggestions on future agenda items?
No.
Seeing none, I think then we can adjourn this meeting. It's now 7:52. And
6:52, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I better go to the doctor and get my eyes checked. Well, you said it was going to be long. I thought we were after 7.
Oh, we did good.
I hereby officially call this meeting adjourned at 6:52. Thank you.